Everybody's got ideas. Everybody's got them. They are of immense value. I love ideas. I myself have a lot of ideas. But ideas are a dime a dozen. They're constantly popping into my head, and then the good ones, I always resolve to write them down and then to beat them up a little bit, kick them around. Kind of see if there's anything to actually develop from them. But most of them, I just let die. I let them go to the trash bin, the recycling bin, wherever ideas go. Because not that they're not of value, but they're just very common. That's it. They're very common. They come consistently. They don't cost anything. So therefore, they're just not highly valuable. So, everybody has them. Everybody's got ideas. But here's the thing. Very few human beings, very few people actually build anything. And of those who do manage to build something, fewer still maintain the things that were created. There are a few people who are actually maintaining the ideas that they themselves came up with. And I've reached the point I find it to be highly irritating and frustrating when I hear somebody say that we need to reimagine something. Need to reimagine this thing that was enormously hard to come up with, enormously hard to actually build and implement, enormously hard to maintain, to keep it going. Just reimagine it. Let's deconstruct something. It's like, ugh. I'm exhausted by this. And I think that when I hear somebody say that, I then want to ask them if they've ever actually built something, if they've actually taken that idea that's banging around their head and done anything with it. Because that idea is cheap and construction is wildly expensive. Maintenance, that's relentless. You know how hard it is to maintain something, to maintain yourself? To maintain your physical health, your mental health. You look around at the people screaming, deconstruct, reimagine. I wonder what a good job they're doing maintaining really anything. Can you keep a house plant alive? Do you have any pets? A lot of this I'm joking about, and a lot of it I'm not. Because it just doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot to imagine a better world. But it sure does take decades, centuries, 250 years in some examples to actually build something that's worth maintaining, that's worth imagining in the first place and worth continuing it going. It takes generations and generations of people to preserve things that are good. So I find it to be wildly and increasingly frustrating when hear people who just seem to be way more interested in criticizing an existing institution or thing instead of actually just improving it. You know the people, they point out every little thing that's wrong, every injustice, every inefficiency. And their belief is that by identifying problems, it's somehow the same as solving the problems. But it isn't. It's not. False. Wrong. What it is theater. And anybody can point at a bridge and say, "Well, that's ugly." Building a bridge? Phew, that's a entirely different matter. Maintaining that bridge for decades? Whew. What we're talking about is that's civilization. One of the political figures generating enormous attention these days is Zoran Mamdani. I don't know him. I don't know what's in his heart. I don't know whether his motivation is to genuinely improve people's lives or whether he believes that the current system should be replaced just wholesale, totally. So I'm not really that interested in assigning motives to people. I'm interested in asking good questions. Questions I'd ask anybody, whether you are on the right side of the aisle or the left, underneath it, on top of it, somewhere in between. If you tell me that America is fundamentally broken, okay, walk me through your replacement. Not the slogans, not the talking points. Walk me through the actual plan that you've developed that will bring your new ideas to life that we'll all get on board with sustaining and maintaining. Tell me the plan. Tell me exactly what it is that you're proposing. Tell me how it works. Tell me who's going to pay for all of it. Then tell me what incentives that this new reimagined, deconstructed plan is going to create. And then tell me what happens when people inevitably behave differently than your model, than your plan assumes. And tell me about how it's sustained 20 years from now. Ideas, easy. Policies, really hard. Reality has a way of exposing beautiful theories. Because every policy creates trade-offs. Every incentive that changes behavior. And every dollar spent has to come from somewhere. Every regulation solves one problem while creating a whole another one. And that's the work. Not the speech, the work. One of the greatest temptations of modern life is believing that criticism is contribution. It isn't. If you can improve something, wonderful. Roll up your sleeves, do the work. Build it, test it, measure it, improve it, maintain it. Because maintenance is where almost everyone quits. Families require maintenance. Businesses require maintenance. Communities require maintenance. Your health requires maintenance. And freedom requires maintenance. And certainly, a high trust, highly functioning civilization requires maintenance. The builder and the steward understands something the critic either doesn't know or commonly forgets: that the world is a complicated place, that human beings are complicated things, and good intentions just aren't enough. This is why I come back to the same principle over and over again. We must interact with the world as it is, not as we wish it were. That doesn't mean stop dreaming. It means that our dreams have to survive their collision with reality. Because the purpose of ideas isn't to make you feel morally superior. The purpose of ideas is to make lives better. And if your idea can't survive the math, the incentives, human nature, or the long-term consequences, then maybe it isn't a solution. Maybe it's just an idea. And maybe you should let some of those ideas die. Builders deserve criticism. Stewards deserve accountability. But critics should also be required to answer that same question. What have you built? And if you dismantle what's here right now, what exactly are you going to build in its place? Because tearing something down is pretty easy. Building something worthy of replacing it, that's the hard part. So be a builder, be a steward. Don't be a critic. Don't be a wrecker. Don't be an idea person. Because civilization depends on people who create more than they consume, who improve more than they criticize, and who leave things better than they found them. This isn't a game. We're not playing pretend. We're not playing dress up. This isn't some MBA program or class project or theatrical performance. This is our lives. This is our civilization. This is our democracy. And instead of just coming up with new ideas and deconstructing and reimagining, maybe just get to work, roll up your sleeves, and see if you can enact some real change inside of a system that's better than any system that's ever been devised, and certainly better than any system that's ever actually been put into place. What's going to happen if you tear this down? Do you care? What each of us must do, because if nothing matters, then what matters is all that matters. And I know that if you're listening to this, there are many things that matter deeply to you. So we need to ask the question of what must be done in service of what matters? What can I help to strengthen instead of just looking around for things to tear down, burn down, to reimagine or deconstruct? Let's just look for opportunities to improve what's already working. We're all standing on the shoulders of giants. Let's not kick the giants' legs out so that we can put in place what we think is the right thing. Do your part by doing your best.